The Bible has a lot to say about animal sacrifice. What's the deal? And what does it all mean? Hey, this is Cherie at Bible Project. In today's reflection, we're exploring the biblical theme of sacrifice and atonement. It's strange and uncomfortable at first, but as we learn more, we discover just how life-giving and powerful this theme really is. Listen in.
Hi, this is Carissa, and today I want to invite us to reflect on the theme of sacrifice and atonement in the Bible. When you read the Bible, especially the Old Testament, you'll read about animal sacrifice all over the place. This is a concept that probably seems odd to most of us, and also kind of sad. And that's right, sacrifice is a sad reality or effect of sin and evil in the world. Animal sacrifice for the Hebrew people was a way to symbolize in a tangible way the reality and the devastating consequences or costs of sin. Evil or sin corrupts the world and all of us in it. We all knowingly and unknowingly participate in destructive acts that cause pain to ourselves and to others. And these cost us and others and affect the world around us. So when the Hebrew people would see an animal die as a sacrifice to atone for or cover their sin, there was no turning a blind eye to the devastating effects or weight of sin. Offering sacrifices was a way for people to turn their hearts toward God and offer something of value to restore the relationship. Animal sacrifice in the Hebrew Bible also symbolized a way to cleanse or purify from the effects of sin. When someone does something harmful, even when there's restitution or forgiveness, the effects of that harm can still remain as a residue that's hard to undo. For example, if someone steals from me, even if they give back what they took, trust is still harmed. I still absorb some of the pain, and so does the other person, as shame or guilt or resentment and so on. And the same is true when we sin against God. The relationship suffers harm. But through the pattern of animal sacrifice, God was communicating that even the effects of sin could be cleansed or purified. This is why the priest sprinkled blood around the holy things to symbolize purification from sin. And it's into this system and this setting that God became a human and sacrificed his own life to atone or cover sin and to purify and cleanse us from all the effects and the power of sin. This is why Jesus is so often referred to as a lamb. He willingly sacrificed himself to make things right between humanity and God. And this is so congruent with his nature. God, by his nature, is a relational triune being, Father, Son, and Spirit. He's a perfect community of love. So by nature, he's others-oriented, self-giving, and extending love toward the other always. And we, as humans, are also the other. So God extends his love toward us by sacrificing his own life to cover for all our sin and its effects. And at the top of that list, our destroyed relationship with him and with others. Hebrews 10 says that Jesus was the perfect sacrifice for sin and that no other needs to be offered. Jesus, through his sacrifice, offers full and complete forgiveness, covering, or atonement for sin. We only need to accept it. He also frees us from the power of sin. Romans 6 says that we're united with Christ in his death. We've died to sin, and that now we can live a new, resurrected life. That doesn't mean that we always do. And this is why 1 John says that when we confess our sins, when we speak them out loud to our people and to God, God is faithful to forgive us and to cleanse us from the effects of sin. So what this means is that when we're left feeling dirty or ashamed of something we've done or something that's been done to us, when we speak it out loud to God and to others, he's faithful to purify us and help us feel washed clean. This is all because Jesus is the perfect and loving sacrifice. So God is calling us through the biblical story to understand Jesus' sacrifice and to respond in a variety of ways, by understanding the weight and the cost of sin, by accepting forgiveness for sin, by speaking out and asking for cleansing from shame, by living a new life free from the power of sin. And then, in the same way that God, by his nature, gives himself freely for the sake of others, so we, as new and transformed humans, can live a life of sacrifice to God and to others. We can absorb the pain of those around us by offering forgiveness when we're hurt, and by extending ourselves to love others when they suffer, and by exemplifying grace and acceptance in the presence of shame. So these are just some of the ways that we can take in and respond to this important theme of sacrifice in the biblical story.
Hebrews 10:11-22. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this high priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them." After that time, says the Lord, "I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Hebrews 10:11-22.
Okay, now let's review. For Israelites, animal sacrifice was a symbol to demonstrate the agonizing cost of sin, but it was also a way to show how God could cleanse the deadly effects of sin. But animal sacrifices couldn't accomplish the ultimate cleansing for humanity, not even close. Instead, the practice of animal sacrifice served to point ahead to the one who would come to purify sin once and for all. So when Jesus came as the Lamb of God, we see all the symbols of animal sacrifice find their meaning and fulfillment in him. When we remember the death of Jesus on the cross, we recognize the devastating effects of our sin. But we also see his power to forgive. And in his resurrection, we see God's power to even remove the deadly effects of our sin. So instead of death, damage, and pain, the life of Jesus gets the last word. Let's reflect on this. I have three questions for you to consider today. Listen closely and feel free to pause if you'd like more time. 1 John 1:9 says that when we admit our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us. So let's take time now to be honest as we answer this question. What comes to mind when you think about how you've sinned against God and others? We sure can come up with a humbling list of reasons why we need God. Let's also take time now to receive and rely on his forgiveness. What feelings, images, or thoughts come to mind as you invite Jesus to remove your sin? Our passage today reminded us that through Jesus, God removes our sin, makes us pure, and commits to help us live out this new reality of loving God and loving others. So here's our next question. How can you sacrifice for someone today to show them the love of Jesus? Thanks for joining us for today's reflection. If you'd like to go deeper, visit bibleproject.com/study. You can sign up there to receive the video and all the other questions that go along with today's message. All right, in closing, let's pray. God, you are faithful and just, forgiving and true. We admit we need you. No amount of our own sacrifices could ever pay for the damage our sin has caused. Thank you, Jesus, for removing our sins and purifying us to truly live. Spirit of God, please remove the guilt, the shame, and the accusations that try to steal the joy of your forgiveness, and help us to forgive others just as generously as we've been forgiven. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's show production and scripture reading was by Dan Gummel. Today's message was by Carissa Quinn. Our theme music by Grant William Harold. And I'm Shree Hayes, your host. If you enjoyed this new show, please take a minute to leave a review. Your reviews help others find the podcast. We read each and every one, and we love hearing from you. Do you want to read through the entire Bible this year? This podcast is following our one-year Bible reading plan titled, One Story That Leads to Jesus. You can find it on our website at bibleproject.com/onestory. Bible Project is a crowd-funded nonprofit located in Portland, Oregon. We provide free resources so we can all experience the Bible as a unified story that leads to Jesus. It's free because of the generosity of people from all around the world just like you. Thank you.